And hello again, it's Deacon Dan. It is Tuesday, the 7th of April, and let's kind of take a look at what's going on around the world today that may or may not be interesting to you. It's Coffee Cake Day today. I love coffee cake. Nobody makes it like my wife, though. Julie makes the best coffee cake because we talked about it. We have a recipe that's probably as good as any other recipe. There's nothing special about the written recipe, but it's what you do after. You know, you've got the information that they suggest you put in this perfect coffee cake, and then you make it perfecter by adding about double or triple the amount of cinnamon and swirly stuff and sweet stuff that goes in there. You don't just leave if you're making a coffee cake from a recipe card or a recipe book that you're not doing it right. You got to add more cinnamon. For sure, all right, and sugary stuff, whatever that is in the kitchen. You make the bread, you know what it is. I don't know what it is. I just say, Julie, we need more of this gooey junk on here. And then she puts that on there, and it is divine. Honest to goodness, I have seen angels add the ingredients to the coffee cake Julie makes. Seriously, it's happened. And then here's how you eat it. You take it out of the oven. You let it cool a little, but not much, because you're going to put butter on it. You understand? You're going to take butter. We're going to get a spoon and we're going to a scoop if you got one and scoop the butter on top of it so that it melts because the coffee cake is still warm. So it melts and it oozes in and soaks in like a sponge. And then you try to eat it with the fork, but you almost should eat it with the spoon because that's how moist this stuff is from the butter. And then you put your spoon in there or your fork. If you want to try it, go ahead and be crazy. And then you lift it up and a few drips of butter fall back onto the plate and a couple down your chin or on your shirt. And then you put this coffee cake in your mouth. Oh, man. Coffee cake day. Where was I? What was I doing? International Snail Papers Day today. That's newspapers. Metric System Day today. It's National Beer Day. Yeah, on this day in 1933, President Franklin D. Roosevelt took the first step toward ending prohibition and signed a law that allowed people to brew and sell beer at home. So that's cool. It's No Housework Day, your chance to do anything except housework. I encourage you to maybe make coffee cake instead. It's World Health Day, sponsored by the United Nations World Health Organization. Apparently, in the Bronx Zoo, there is a tiger that was infected by the coronavirus. Probably got it from a zookeeper. The chief veterinarian at the Bronx Zoo said cats, domestic and wild, are susceptible to feline coronavirus, but scientists were unaware that they could contract it from humans, the COVID-19 strain from humans. So anyway, this 4-year-old tiger, a Malayan tiger, tested positive, and apparently there are about 6 other big cats at the zoo that have developed symptoms, but they're all expected to recover. The tigers are going to recover. It's going to be okay. In Minerva, Ohio, there's a family there that has set up a drive-through conversation operation. A sign at the end of their driveway invites locals to drive or walk up to or bike up to the family's U-shaped driveway anytime between 11 and 3 during the day. And the family will have conversations and talk to visitors while maintaining social distancing from their living room. That's true. They're in their living room. And apparently the driveway goes right by there and they can talk. There's something special about spending time together in person. So they launched this drive-through chat, which has already been visited by police officers, teachers, and neighbors that they previously have never met. All right. Let's pause a moment and say some prayers here. I was really struck, I think, by in prayer intentions in evening prayer in the Liturgy of the Hours last night. And so I wanted to share those. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us. In their trials, enable your faithful people to share in your passion, and so reveal in their lives your saving power. Lord, you humbled yourself by being obedient even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance, and transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into their fellowship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. And maybe whip up some coffee cake.